Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin. I have Kelty Knight across from me. She is entertainment journalist, co-host, and correspondent for The Insider on CBS. She also is an Instagram enthusiast.
I am an enthusiast. Instagram.
She also is a self-proclaimed wilderness.
I'm not a self-proclaimed anything.
She's certified outdoorsman.
I'm an outdoorsman.
Like, you got an award for it?
Can build you a lean-to tent.
Yeah.
What is a lean-to tent?
In 8th and 9th grade, I had to take outdoor education, and I can identify poop and also build you a lean-to tent.
I can identify poop.
No, like different animals.
Oh.
Oof.
And I can, if we're caught in a blizzard, Becca, I can build you a lean-to. It's like a, you know, an outdoor shelter.
Is that gonna help you from a blizzard?
Yes, it is, Jack.
All right. Well, I did outdoor education in Atlanta, Georgia, with all the freezing cold.
It's
elements.
Crazy out there.
Ooh. I just wanted to bone my teacher. Mm. Tried all year. He wouldn't. Okay. Jack Vanek to my right, CEO, clothing designer of Jack Vanek. She's the ultimate girl boss, and she actually is an Instagram expert.
Sucker.
You guys are dicks.
And she has a double-jointed middle finger.
Let's see it.
She's showing us right
that's
now.
That's weird.
Isn't that cool? Just my middles.
That's so weird.
Yeah, no other ones.
I'm trying to do it. I can't. It hurts. And I'm Becca Tobin, actress, blogger, singer, dancer. What else can I add in there?
You're the quadruple threat.
I'm a quadruple threat. Don't mind me. And I'm just kind of average Instagram status.
You have twice as many followers as I do.
Yeah, but I'm not as good.
If I had the amount of followers you had, I would be out of this job.
I also think if your Instagram was as good as mine, you'd have like a million followers.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Do you want to run my Instagram?
You want to pay me?
Sure. I don't care.
Hell yeah. I got a job.
And my fun fact this week is that I was once hit on by Bruce Willis in a New York City nightclub when I was 20 years old.
Hot.
I love that you had such polarizing reactions to that. All right. On that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm going to start... I had to take a deep breath
because I'm
so upset with my bad week.
Oh, no.
So I auditioned for Hairspray Live on NBC.
God.
You guys know where this is going. Yep. I questioned whether or not I was going to talk about this on the podcast. And then I was like, you know what? These people, you guys are my gang. The listeners are my gang. You're my people. It's a safe place. And I'm just going to go there. I'm going there. I auditioned for Hairspray Live for the role of Amber. And I had a callback with the director. It was like a lovely experience, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's fine. And just like... how every audition goes, you just sort of leave. And then
what'd you sing?
The songs from the show. So I sang Mom, I'm a Big Girl Now and Cooties. So
can you sing a little bit of it so we can see if you're good?
Yeah, I don't know what those songs are.
I don't think after hearing the story, you're going to be like, I understand. No. So I have this audition and, you know, it's great. I walk away, and that's just what you do after every audition. Like, after doing this for so many years, you walk away. If you get a call, you get a call. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you sort of forget about it. So it had been a couple weeks, and they just announced that Ariana Grande was playing one of the other roles. So then a couple days later, I open up Twitter, and there's like 500 congratulatory messages. Like, congratulations on booking Hairspray. Oh, my God, you're going to make an amazing Amber. Blah, blah, blah. And linking it to articles that are no longer there, but they had been there on like Just Jared and NBC's actual page. So I'm like, wait a second. I know how these things work, and they won't release anything to the press until contracts are signed. Like,
yeah.
It's weeks after you get the offer that they even come out with it in the press. So I was like, what happened? Like, did I actually get it? Did it get leaked? And I just don't know yet. Like, this was the craziest thing ever. How did my name just fall out of the sky and land on this press release? So for about an hour, while my manager is trying to, like, figure out what happened, for about an hour, I was sort of, like, sitting there trying to, like, talk to myself, being like, I know that this is, like, this could be very exciting because this could actually mean that it was leaked and that you actually are getting an offer, or it could be nothing. But, like, obviously the optimistic side of you is thinking, like, I bet it was leaked.
Yeah.
'Cause how else would this happen?
Like, your name is on a list in someone's office and they just haven't gotten to you yet.
It
right.
It can't just be, like, a random, yeah.
And so then my manager calls me. He's like, you didn't get it. And I'm like, how? How did this happen then? He said he couldn't get any answers. Nobody knows. Like, nobody knows how this happened. And, like, whoever screwed up is obviously not copping up to it. But it was, like, it was the shittiest thing ever because I had already kind of let that dream die, like, after a couple weeks of not hearing. And then something like that happening – I don't understand how these things keep happening to me in general, that, like, my naked photos end up plastered all over the internet. This happens to super famous people, not Becca Tobin, who had a one-hit wonder of a show. Like, who... I don't understand. So, like, whatever is happening, it sucks.
You get, like, the shitty parts of being a celebrity, but not the
great ones. None of the good things. Like, can I have the money? Can I have the fun jobs? No. You're going to get, like, bullshit press releases and your vagina on the internet. So there's my bad week. I dare any of you to compete with that. My good week is I got off of jury duty.
Oh, it's so easy to get off of.
I didn't, but I did it in the honest way. I actually called in. So then now the way they do it in California is they send you your summons and then they tell you the week in which you have to start calling. So instead of showing up at the courthouse and sitting there and waiting and waiting, you just call in at 7 p.m. every night. So like Monday through Friday of this week, I was just every night it was sitting there on the phone just waiting to get. They're like, you do not have to come in tomorrow, but call back tomorrow night and see if you have to come back on Wednesday. For a whole week, 5 days.
Wow. Wait, so you, okay.
So if you get past Monday, you might still have to go Tuesday and on and on and on. I got off on Thursday night. I made that phone call. And they're like, you do not have to report. You are good for 12 months you don't have to, like, serve jury duty for 12 months.
Couldn't you have just written in and saying that you're self-employed and you would lose
but,
income?
But, like, everyone in L.A., I feel like, is self-employed.
I don't have to do jury duty. Did you know that?
Because Canadian?
Yeah.
I don't have to because
I'm one of the upsides of being Canadian.
The only. No, I'm just kidding. Well, and I have a place to go because the world is so
and
crazy.
And Justin Trudeau.
Just sexy Justin Trudeau.
Love him.
Becca, I'm so sorry about your job. You really are talented.
I thought that, too, and I was like, excuse
it was really
me?
I thought when it came out that it was, like, someone had meant to call you and like work out the contract and hadn't. Like, how does your name get leaked when you're not even in the conversation?
It's so weird.
We have no
and then
idea.
I felt like they should just give it to you because
they feel bad.
I feel like I should get at least like something, maybe some flowers. NBC, who screwed up so badly, and then the producer of the show. I won't say who it is because there's like hundreds of them. But this guy starts responding to Twitter people being like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This role has not been cast yet. And he like he includes me in the tweet. And
ew.
I'm like, I'm coming to your house. Like, you have no
I'm
idea.
Burning your house
you have
down,
no
bro.
Idea who you're screwing with. How about a like I'm so sorry.
Becca is so talented. We haven't cast the role, though.
Yeah, we love Becca. However, the role has not been cast.
We love her, but not that much.
Well, don't say that too loud. He might get your next job.
I don't care. I don't want his next job. It's rude. Send some flowers. I mean, have like a heart, you know?
Let Becca play like a can of hairspray.
Maybe, yeah, let me
You don't even know what hairspray is, do you, Jack?
She's like, I don't even know what this shit is.
Yeah,
I know.
Whatever.
Hairspray Live.
I'm
Jack's
not watching
really
it.
Excited.
They just lost a viewer.
They have to have
now they'll only have 20 million.
Yeah, exactly. 19.99 million. Okay. Jack, would you like to go?
Well, I think that we have to talk about Pokemon. Because it is everywhere, and I feel like everybody's playing it, and I'm obsessed with
Again, Jack, this isn't the time when we just talk about things.
Oh,
this is good week. Oh, this is your good week.
No, this is my good week.
I'd like it if you could follow the rules of the Lady Gang and tell us which is your good week or bad week.
She just likes to give us commentary and her opinion on what's happening in the world.
I'm like, that's not how this is
playing. Different segment of the show, Jack.
This is good week, bad week, Jack. We just don't have that part.
I just have things I want to talk about.
Okay, well, what makes this good?
Yeah, why is it your good week?
I feel like I'm talking to my four-year-old nephew. Like, tell me, what is good about this?
Well, so I never was into Pokemon when I was younger because I was, like, not a nerd or whatever when it was going on. Mm-hmm. But I downloaded it, and I was, like, I've been playing with it, a little dabbling in the Pokemon a little bit, and it's not that I like the game, but I like everything else that's, like, surrounding the game. Like, all the weird stories that everybody is, like, coming up
like
with.
The people like, who people, died?
Yeah.
Been three bodies that they have found from people that have been murdered of people playing Pokemon.
So this is your good week.
I like all the stories. And then there is a Pokemon gym at the Westboro Baptist Church called Love is Love. And I think that's amazing because they're getting back
to the Westboro
Baptist.
Okay, that's a little bit more positive. Okay.
I don't know. I just like the Pokemon phenomenon.
Congrats. That was a great good week.
Kelty,
yeah,
I had an idea.
Bad week.
What's your bad week?
Wait, I have an idea for Kelty first. You should lead people. Can you lead them to your Instagram page?
Oh, God.
If someone can do that for me, I'll pay $1,000.
You just have to show up at your house.
Honestly, I'm at 42,900 followers. I'm almost at 43,000 followers.
But guess what? The Lady Gang is halfway there.
I know. I'm creeping up on you.
I'm just saying. My goal is 50,000 followers before Christmas.
Okay, good goal.
Help me. Help me.
Some moral of the story is go to Kelty's Instagram page.
What was your bad week?
Well, my bad week is...
You're a dork and you play Pokemon?
Yeah. I found out that I was a dork. No, anybody that's on our Lady Gang or Facebook page...
Oh, this is amazing.
...would know that I had the worst yeast infection in the entire world.
Delicious.
Also my first, so I didn't really know what was going on, and it... For anybody that hasn't had one yet, feels like fire ants are just making their way up your vagina and biting everywhere.
It's so itchy.
It's so itchy and burny
and swollen.
And I just cried for like 5 days straight. Mm-hmm. The good thing about the Lady Gang Facebook page is they were giving me all these like different advice kind of things. So I did literally everything that you could do for
Did
a
you
yeast
put
infection.
Real yogurt up your hoo-ha?
I did a yogurt tampon. I did an apple cider vinegar tampon. I did a coconut oil tampon.
Where did Monistat not come into the picture?
I did Monistat for 7 days.
Didn't work.
What about Diflucan?
I did Diflucan for 5.
Okay, that was not a yeast infection.
Oh, well, it's gone now, so...
Whatever that was, it was not a yeast infection.
And then I chugged half a cup.
That was Armageddon.
It felt like it. It seriously felt like it. But I chugged a half a cup of apple cider vinegar, and I almost threw up for
an
hour.
That was my advice.
That was Kelty's advice. That did not help. But what did help and what...
Or did it.
Cured it in like 10 minutes was coconut oil.
It in your vagina?
Gone. In 10 minutes. I was dying for like a week straight.
Are you sure it wasn't the Diflucan finally kicking in?
Or all the apple cider vinegar finally kicking in?
Shit, I don't know.
I'm sure it was the antibiotic that you used. But
it was probably the Diflucan.
All right. So enough of your stinky vagina.
Okay. It's not stinky.
Okay. So my bad week, I didn't want to like really mess with you. Yours are terrible, Jack. But Becca, I knew you were going to have a bad week. So I'm not even going to try to like compete with you like I normally do.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say my bad week is that I was on location and working.
In Iraq.
And I had to have... reporting entertainment news is very important. And when I go out of LA and New York, which have great makeup artists, it's always a little questionable who's going to come to your hotel room and what kind of makeup they're going to do for TV. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at makeup myself, and so I do like to have someone do my makeup. What is it with the black smoky eye? I got my makeup done at 8:30 in the morning for a daytime news shoot, And I was like, I like a bronze, like, and then a lash, and that's it. No matter where I go in this country, if it's Nashville, if it's Miami, if it's Texas, if it's Atlanta, like, every makeup artist thinks the appropriate, like, getting your makeup done look is a black charcoal smoky eye from the club.
I think it's
and a frosted eyeshadow on the eyebrow.
It's probably because that's the most requested look.
I cannot handle a black smoky eye ever.
No. Why don't you just say to them, really don't do a black smoky eye?
Well, this is the joke. The joke is I go everywhere and I show them a picture of my face. And it's like, as you can see, I do, you know, because I have rules. I'm like, I don't like any eyeliner, no black on my eyes whatsoever. And they're like, no eyeliner? Got it. And then they take out the pots with like the eyeliner on a pencil, not a pencil, but like
a brush.
A brush. And I'm like, that's still eyeliner.
Why don't you smack it out of their hands?
I guess. I'm just annoyed. It's just like, you know what?
Oh, what a bad week.
I know, your week sucks.
I had way worse things happen this week, but I'm trying to be a nice person. Just with the smoky eyes, I can't. And then I feel ugly all day, and I'm like around all these people, and they're like, why is that girl going to the club at 9 a.m.? Like, it just feels so awkward. But my good week is so good. This.
I know what this is.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
Calvin Harris. Katy Perry. Kim Kardashian. Celebrity feud. Has been the highlight of my career.
What's happening? See, who hates who? Like,
so Calvin. Okay, so here's. Let me give a rundown for everyone quickly. Taylor, Katie Taylor. Apparently, Taylor Swift actually wrote the lyrics to Calvin Harris's and Rihanna's hit song right now, This Is What You Came For.
Which, the lyrics suck, by the way.
It's not even a good lyric.
No.
But it is a great song. And she wrote it under a fake name because she didn't want the publicity.
What's the fake name?
Like, it was Jill's or something. It's so bizarre.
It's like some like.
Anyway, so then it's now on the top of the charts. It's a mash of Smash, and somehow Taylor released and confirmed to the to a magazine that like Taylor actually wrote this. So it wasn't supposed to come out that Taylor had written or sung on
the
song.
But what if she like got? What if that song got nominated and won?
It would be her choice if she wanted to come forward because it's a fake name.
Oh my God, I hope it does and they have to go up together.
And she hates publicity, so she probably wouldn't.
Yeah, she hates
right.
it.
So then it comes out. And so clearly this was some way to mess with Calvin and like bring him down and be like, oh, his big hit song, I actually wrote that, right? So Calvin gets on Twitter and he's basically like, I mean, he just drug her through the coals. First of all, he started off with a nice passive-aggressive tweet, which I always appreciate, that was basically like, yes, she did write it, and she slayed the lyrics as usual, smiley face. And then he went into, I just think it's a little weird the timing of her team would release this now, and then this emoji, like the
thinky
emoji. And then, if you're so happy with your new boyfriend, I think you should focus on that. And then, I know you need to bury someone like Katie, etc., but I'm not going to be that guy. I won't stand for it. And then, and then he said, there was one other tweet, and then, like, God bless you all. It was amazing. And so, they all have, like, 100,000 retweets. Like, it's just amazing, and my jaw was on the floor.
How does Kim Kardashian come into all this?
Listen.
Oh,
so
yeah,
then,
yeah.
So then, everyone was like, oh, shit. Then Kim Kardashian in GQ magazine that just got released was like, Taylor was completely in on the Kanye West Famous lyric. We were texting before the Grammys and she was fine with it. And see, she said she was going to talk about it on the carpet and that she loved it. And then she got on the carpet and she was like all of a sudden like berating him. And remember, she won Album of the Year and she was like, people are going to try to take this away from you and like basically dissed him. That's so amazing. So everyone is really on her. And then Taylor has not responded at all. Oh, hold on. Then Katy Perry, because you know there's a takedown between Katy and Taylor. Katy Perry retweeted this gif of Hillary Clinton, and she was just after Calvin's Katy tweet, and it was basically like, the face was like, what? Told you so. And then she retweeted herself. Katy Perry retweeted a 2012 Katy Perry tweet that was like, time, the ultimate truth teller. So cat's out of the bag. Not everyone likes Taylor Swift, and it has just been such a week. And basically on the Lady Gang Facebook group, I have been in all caps at all times writing a play-by-play of my emotions of this drama, and everyone, like, we have like hundreds of comments on every one of my captions, and I just, it feels like it's the Super Bowl of celebrity news. It just
and really
feels,
not that much has happened.
It's just not, it feels so important. I don't know why. That's it.
Well, I had a thought today when I was doing my hair. I have downloaded one Taylor Swift album, and of course it was the most recent, 1980.
The one that you had to download to listen to?
Whatever. Yeah, the one you had to download. So I think I forget why. I think Shake It Off was my jam at one moment in time. But it came on my shuffle, like in my music, and I was like, ugh, skip this. I don't want anyone knowing that I'm listening to this. And then I had an epiphany. I'm so glad that when you buy a song, no one can see how many times that you play it.
Yeah.
So now I can still listen to Taylor Swift.
I listen. I know. I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift forever. I love Taylor Swift's music.
Her music is great.
It's so great.
Do you know she made $170 million last year?
It's crazy. Taylor Swift cares less about us. Do you think Tom Hiddleston Swift is real? Like, is it a publicity stunt? Does he actually like her? They already introduced each other to your parents. It's so many things. Anyway.
Also, I am all about, like, living your life and, like, you're young, you're single, like, do whatever you want to do, date around. But, like, I don't appreciate it just sort of being plastered everywhere.
Well, she knows there's a way to date people without it being plastered everywhere.
No one ever sees Zooey Deschanel on a date.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know. Like, there's a method behind
you
whatever she's doing.
You can hide that. It's just that she doesn't want to.
No, and she's hiring pops to, like...
She is.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the lady gang.
Okay, guys. You asked for her... got her. The number one requested, who would you like to see on the Lady Gang, is here today. So you're welcome. You can stop badgering us on Instagram. She's been slaying the acting Hollywood game since she was a tiny fetus. She's an Emmy nominee. She has her own production company. She's the executive producer of not one, not two, but three series. She has a brand new movie coming out August 5th in which she has a very sassy role called Amateur Night. She has a brand new line of cosmetics that will make all of your bronzy, glowy dreams come true. Illuminate by Ashley Tisdale. Welcome to the Lady Gang, Ashley Tisdale.
Hi.
First of all, thank God you made cosmetics that are all bronzy and glowy, because if one more makeup artist in Hollywood gives me a black smoky eye, I'm going to have to be done.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. It's like, I love that type of makeup, so I was really excited. It started... so long ago. It's like you get nervous. You're like, okay, 2 years from now, what is it going to look like?
Yeah.
What is the theme in the makeup scene? But I think for me, I was just like staying true to who I am and what makeup I like. And so I feel like it came out perfectly. Like, we didn't even know it was going to come out in the summer until recently. So it was just perfect.
The Instagrams give me like deep... Ooh, it's like all just like, oh God, you're so glowy and alive.
Aww.
Makes you feel alive when you're not.
when you're dead inside.
What is the number one tip you can give our ladies? You've had your face painted for red carpets and premieres and movies and music videos and all kinds of things. What's the, if you could give the Lady Gang members one tip, like do not do this or do this, don't forget this, what is it?
That's a good question. I mean, I would have to say always use a beauty blender. You need to blend. Really, the main thing is to blend. Just blend, blend, blend.
And don't stop blending.
It's never cute when it's not blended. So that's like the main thing I've taken away from a lot of my makeup artists. And Beauty Blender is obviously so great for that. But then other than that, for me, I just look at makeup as it's supposed to like illuminate you. That's obviously where I got the name. But and that makeup isn't supposed to just cover your features. It's supposed to like enhance your features. So I just feel like that's really...
What's your favorite product? Like, what's your number one?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. It's hard because I love every single piece in my line. Obviously, Beach Goddess palette is like my main one. I do that like daily. Night Goddess, I'll use at night. And the Cream Cheek, though, like my girlfriends all love the Cream Cheeks.
I love a cream
cheek.
Yeah, cream cheek and lip tint. It's so great. And it's like you could do a whole monochromatic look. It's so cool.
Okay, you're playing a prostitute.
I am.
You have to talk about it.
Nice segue.
Yeah. And segue.
This is risky.
Yes.
And risky.
Risky.
Well, it's kind of actually crazy because when I was filming Amateur Night, I was just finishing my deal with my makeup line. So it actually really ended up coming like at the same time. It was so weird. And I have really awesome makeup in that movie too. So... That's a good segue.
Yes. There you go. She just did
That's
your job.
They're related. But it was fun playing a stripper.
And so how do you really, like, prepare
for that? Well, for me, my character, it's based on a true story. So there is a real Fallon out there. And the director told me, you know, she was more of like the chick that's just like the rocker chick, would stay out at night, like at shows, and just was that girl. And so when I thought about it, I was like, oh, you know, I really thought of Kesha, because I was just like, oh, she seems like that chick, like the rocker chick that's just like, you know, greasy, but like cool and like fun. And so I would listen to at like 6 a.m. driving down. Actually, we were drive to Brentwood was where we were filming, which is really funny because one of the scenes is in Brentwood.
So not rocker.
Yeah, I know.
Like, so rich.
I'd just be like listening to Kesha nonstop. And so I think that helped me get into character. But we also, we did like about maybe I think a week or 2 weeks of rehearsals with our choreographer for the bachelor scene, because we have a whole dancing like stripper scene. So I think that like everything that you prepare, like it, that's all the preparation is. Oof. Like being the character and the dance moves and, you know.
Is it, has it been hard though? Was that hard for you to get that role? Did it get offered to you? Did you have to audition?
Yeah, I had to audition, yeah.
And so what's that like? Because you're like, I need everyone to see me in a really like dark light.
Well, you know, I love the movie because it was super different from anything I've ever done before, but also still comedy, but not like slapstick. It's like a really kind of raw, like grounded comedy. And I'm a big fan of Jason Biggs. So I was like, oh, I have to get this part. And of course, like, the directors were like, ah, you know, we know her, but she's not really right for this. And so I knew I'd be, like, every single project that I do, I usually have to always fight for it. Nothing's ever been given to me. So I was just like, okay, what do? I had these, like, amazing stripper boots that they're so cute, but they're from Free People of all places.
Really?
Yes.
Hippie stripper.
Yeah. Hippie stripper. And I just, like, kind of dressed the part and, like, just did my thing and went in there. I have played a prostitute before on Sons of Anarchy, so it wasn't, like, super crazy different, but that was only like a really small role. And yeah, they were like, oh my God, we love her. She like totally was the chick. And yeah, I mean, it was like, it's funny because actually this is a really funny story. But when I read the script, so obviously after we're negotiating everything and they're like, you know, this contract was like, how much boob will she show? How much nudity? And we're like, you know, side boob, like no nudity,
right.
You know, like that's not going to happen. So as we're doing that, you know, I had like skimmed over the script and I learned a lesson. Always read every single thing in the script.
What did you see?
Well, I was in rehearsal with Bria Murphy, which is Eddie's daughter. And she's, you know, we're like talking and I'd heard about this squirting scene because one of the girls had squirted like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a whole, like it's her special talent. And I was like telling Bria like, oh man, that's going to be crazy when you do that. And she was like, me. She's like, that's you. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, you're kidding. She's like, no, that's you. And I was like, wait, what? I died. My mom also read the script. And I turned to my mom. I'm like, Mom, what, how did you not tell me that I'm like squirting in this movie? And she's like,
did she not know what it was?
She goes, well, it's just lube, honey. I'm like, you don't even know what squirting is. this is the issue.
It's just lube, honey.
Like, Mom, not exactly.
Welcome to Hollywood, girls.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Mom, you can't read these scripts anymore.
Oh, my God.
Your opinion is not helpful.
No.
That. How did you what was that like shooting it?
Well, it's like really, obviously it's funny.
Right.
And it's a true story. And it was like nothing crazy. It's just one of those scenes that's the most memorable scene in the movie, unfortunately. And so people will
talk about it
and be like, oh, you did that in that movie. And I'm like, yeah, yep.
It's your Something About Mary moment.
Yeah. It's what my special talent.
What did they use for the stuff?
I think it was just like, it's like literally exaggerated. And it's just, you know, it hits Jason. True story. Hit our director. It was based on his life about how he first, when he moved to LA with his wife, she was pregnant and he could not get a job. And so she was like, I found you a driving job on Craigslist. You just got to drive. And he ended up driving prostitutes for 10 months. In LA. And that's what the story is based off of. And these things that happened to him. And so it was cool because like he had all these pictures to show us. And
that's cool.
It was really, it was like such a different role, but so much fun.
It looks amazing. The trailer, I think, came out yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've been in this business since you were a tiny, tiny little fetus. We ask everyone that comes on the show two questions. Number one, what has been your Hollywood heartbreak? What is the hard thing, the job you got down to the final two and didn't get, or the thing that didn't work out the way you thought, and you thought, I'm done, I'm packing my bags, I'm out of Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened a couple times, obviously being in the business for so long. You know, I remember having a breaking moment around 18 when I was graduating high school, it wasn't one thing in particular. I had just done, like, my first pilot was for Chuck Lorre, and it was for Fox, and then I did a pilot for NBC after that and a pilot for ABC, and none of them got picked up. And I think at that point, I just kind of was like, what am I doing? Like, this is just so hard. Like, it's like, I feel like I'm trying to do something and it's just not working out. And also, I was like, really, it's very funny, but I was, I'm naturally brunette. I was brunette and I was always going out
for... I loved you with brunette hair. I love you as a blonde too, but...
I love my brown hair too. It's just, it's funny how people don't know me as that. And it's like, it does, you take me a little bit too seriously. And it was exactly this moment of what I was about to say, which is that I was always up for these blonde roles, but not getting it because of my dark hair, and like people couldn't envision it. And so I was like, that's it. I'm not doing the roles that I want. And this is like, I probably should quit. And at that moment, like Suite Life of Zack and Cody came in, and I was just like, oh, Disney Channel? No, I don't do Disney Channel. Like, I do network stuff. My manager was like, well, do you want to work? I was like, yes, but like, that's not what I was thinking and all this stuff. And I ended up going out for it, and went out for both Maddie and London, tested for both characters, got Maddie, and they dyed my hair blonde. And suddenly I, like, now I'm only known for being blonde, which is really funny. Yeah. And so there was like that moment where I was just like, you know, and it got picked up. It was obviously really successful. And then that led to High School Musical. But, you know, since then, there's definitely been projects where I'm just like, you know, up for a series and I'm like, oh, this is the one, and it doesn't go through, or a movie that I really want. I'm trying to think of anything really in particular, but
how do you not give up?
Oh, I was up for Mean Girls, actually. I tested for Mean Girls.
You just had Lacey on the show.
I was tested for that role.
You did?
Yeah.
Ooh.
With Blake Lively, me and Blake.
Oh, wow.
She was up for Amanda Seyfried's role. Yeah.
It would have been such a different Mean Girls.
Such a different movie.
Maybe we should redo it.
Would you do the musical on Broadway?
I don't know. Like, is there a musical?
Yeah, it's going to Broadway.
Oh, it is. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I haven't really thought of Broadway, just because it's one of the things that after High School Musical, so many people offered me Broadway stuff. And I'm from New York, and like, I've done that, I guess, for me at the time. I was just like, it's not really something that, like, I need to fulfill. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if it's a really great role and it's like something I'm like super in love with, for me, if I'm going to do something Broadway, I do like an off-Broadway like show that's just like not musical, like maybe just like some weird drama or something.
I love that. What has been your ish moment of all of your big moments? What's the moment where you're like, I am the ish right now? Like, I have made it. I'm looking fierce. I am J-Lo at the Golden Globes with that cape dress. Like, what is your moment where you're like, it all like all my hard work has paid off. I made it.
Probably when I think I was the first female artist to debut on the Billboard charts with two singles at a time or something like that, because it just so happened that when High School Musical, when we were on the Billboard charts, I guess at the time, because I was on two songs on the album, I was like the first female artist to debut like two songs at the same time. I don't know what it was, but it was like something crazy like that. When you think about it, you're like, what? Like, that's crazy. Yeah. And then obviously having like number one album of the year, and you're like up there accepting the award with like all of us are just like, this was a little movie. Yeah. It's like, I think those moments were just like, wow, this is pretty crazy. Like, I feel like we've all our hard work has paid off.
I love that. All right. For a little fun, we're going to play our weekly game of F, Mary, Chuck. Have you played this before?
No.
So one person you want to chuck, one person you want to marry, and one person you would bone.
We've renamed it to be family.
And like, I'm married.
Great.
So
I'm married.
So. Yes. Okay. And we have, this is so
in
amazing.
A world where none of us are married and there's a gun to our head.
Okay.
We're going to start the theme. We have some themes. Our first theme is cosmetic gurus like you.
Okay.
Okay. So the choices are Gwyneth Paltrow, Jessica Alba, and Kylie Jenner. Becca?
Oh, God. Kylie, I'm chucking you. I'm so over you.
Okay.
Jessica Alba, I'd have intercourse with because she's so hot.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow, I'd marry. She has it together. I mean, her home is Goop.
Yeah, her home. I was going to say
I want to live
that.
In Goop.
Yeah, like her home specifically.
Live in the
Goop. Happening.
Okay. Ashley, F, Mary, Chuck. Gwyneth, Jessica, Kylie.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I feel like I have the same answers as you. You know?
Yeah.
Jessica's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth, I'd love to live in your home. Mm-hmm. Let's marry. And check Kylie. Okay.
Sorry, Kylie.
Jack?
I think that's a pretty obvious answer for
Maybe
everybody.
Not. I mean, some people really dislike Gwyneth.
Some people really want to marry Jessica.
Or Jessica might want to. She looks like she is a great wife to Cash.
Don't want to have sex with Kylie Jenner?
Ew. What? She's like 16.
You want to have sex with her? That's weird.
She's hot.
She doesn't know what she's doing. She's too young.
That Instagram this week about nobody's ugly, just poor.
Oh,
and it's the picture of Bella Hadid.
Pre-surgery,
post-surgery. Yep. And then Kylie pre-surgery, post-surgery. And it's like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
Nobody's
it's the
ugly, just poor.
Effed up true thing ever. I want Gwyneth's money, so I'm marrying her. That's it.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to be different. I don't know. Have you ever taken Tracy Anderson method before?
No.
Yes, it's
haptic. It's so hard. But you know how Gwyneth posts all those videos of her dancing with her ankle weights on?
Yeah.
I feel like she could be fun to F. She has good rhythm.
Well, if you're marrying her, can't you F her too?
No.
No.
You can't?
I'm going to F Gwyneth. I'm going to marry Alba and use, you know,
I feel like Gwyneth would be one of those people that laid just on her back.
No,
Gwyneth is like a tantric lover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Okay. Last round.
tantric lover. You're such a pervert.
Because doesn't she seem like...
No, for
if
sure.
If she's steaming also, her vagina, yeah, she's going to have a 10-hour...
Yeah, she cares a lot about her bod.
I don't like
All right. The next round and final round. There's only two. is going to be people who also got their start in Disney. And we're going to start with Britney, Xtina, Justin Timberlake. Mm. F, marry, kill. Jack.
I want to stay up and talk all the time every night with Justin Timberlake because he's the hottest man in the entire world. I'd probably...
Does that mean
you're
going to
marry him? Talking is an option. It's not
I want to marry him and talk to him and just be in like
So who do you want to have sex with?
I don't know. I guess Christina because I don't know what Britney's doing nowadays.
Okay.
I don't know how
you're
her
the
sex
worst.
Life would be.
I cannot stand Justin Timberlake.
Neither can I.
And I'm going to F Britney, and I'm going to marry Christina Aguilera because you know what? Here's a little known fact. Christina Aguilera is an amazing mom and a very nice person.
That's all. Justin is a really nice person too, though.
And he's so
that's
hot.
For me. Ashley, what would you like to do?
I'm going to Justin.
We told you there was run rule on the Lady Gang podcast.
And you're like, no, but she's like, no big like, deal.
I got it.
And she's then, like, I'm a lady. I don't even use the F word.
You so said it like that.
Dying
too.
Right now. No, I would totally so F funny. Justin. I would. Or no, I guess marry. I have to marry Justin.
Right?
But then it's really hard because I don't want to bang any one of them.
You want to bang Justin too.
Well,
it's really hard because I just feel like, yeah, who do you...
There is a deep... She's so conflicted.
I know.
So conflicted. Lady Gang podcast. We're okay. This isn't real life.
I just like, I can't check Christina. She's awesome. And I can't check Britney. She's Britney.
Her body looks so good right now.
Her body's banging. I've realized that there's a great divide in women. And it's either Team Justin or just so not Team Justin. Mm-hmm. Like, he does not do a thing for my body.
Yeah.
Like, I am drier than dry when I see him perform.
Who did you like in NSYNC? JC?
I didn't love Lance. NSYNC. No. I was a Backstreet Boys girl.
I was a Backstreet Boys girl too. Who's your guy in Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Brian with his heart.
No, I was NSYNC.
And you were Justin.
Yeah, for sure.
See, there's a great
He actually works out with my trainer. So the reason why I honestly have always been a big fan of Justin, but like then meeting him and like he's the coolest, most down to earth, grounded person ever.
Don't
like,
try
he's
to change
so
our
nice.
Mind, Ashley.
No, he thought he saved my life because I was like really going fast down this like little like it was really hilarious. But I was like going fast on this like ab workout where you have to put your feet on like a skateboard type of thing. It's a triangle,
sounds
and
terrible.
You have to. It's horrible.
Sounds like torture.
And there was a weight machine at the end, and he thought I was going to go into it. He's like, oh, don't do that. And I was like, I'm like stopped. I was like, I'm fine. And he's like, it was the funniest thing ever. And I was just like, oh, I had like a total moment. Like, and I don't get starstruck by people, but I mean, I couldn't even talk to him. I was just so
starstruck. Wait, you, Ashley Tisdale, couldn't talk to to Ashley Tisdale. People can't talk to you.
But it's Justin Timberlake.
But it's Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Like, my 14-year-old self was screaming inside.
I would be like, eh, bye. Hashtag bye. Okay.
So funny.
I'd be like, I don't need you to save me right now.
You're like, I'm my own woman. Can't stop the feeling or whatever it is. Cry me a river, Justin.
Can't stop the...
But Brittany looks good right now.
Brittany's really good.
Oof. Yeah. I would
She's been doing the whatever that ab workout that Justin sent you from.
Seriously.
Okay. Now we have a Like a Lady of Question of the Week. This is all questions about being a lady and how to live your lady life. And it's very deep, so get ready. Do ladies have to wear matching bra and underwear or no?
I don't know if I ever have in my whole life.
I don't think I ever. I don't even know if I have a matching set.
I rarely wear bras. So.
Me too. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I don't wear a matching set either, but there's some people.
There are women out there that do
every day.
But like it's a lot of work to like really find the hair.
It's commitment. I'm just not willing to do it. I barely shave my legs.
That means you need like 365 bras. Like what the hell?
No, you rewear bras. I actually realize that I sometimes wear bras like 400 times before I wash them.
It's disgusting.
I never wash bras.
We're so nasty.
It's disgusting because I'm like, why wouldn't I? When I go to throw my things in the laundry, why am I not throwing the one thing that touches all of my body? Like,
well, you like feel like you're like, oh, I could use that one more time before.
Yes. It's like jeans. And then it's like 400 times later. It's disgusting.
I need to wash my bras.
Let's go wash our bras. One time I had a smell.
Ew, okay.
And it was like the self-tanner had like just manifested into the foam.
Oh, no.
Does that work? I wear like a double, you know, the bra that's like add a double size, like add any kind of boob at all. And it was so stanky that I'd throw it out. Anyway, if you guys wanted to be friends with me, hey, want to hold hands, Ashley? Okay. Well, this has been absolutely amazing. When we come back, Ashley's going to help you figure out your life so you can be rad like her.
Awesome.
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so for this part of our podcast, you're going to help give our listeners some advice.
Ooh, okay.
Hopefully about having sex with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, great.
Or that can just be the answer to every question, because I think it's a good answer.
My husband's not going to like that.
Before we start, if you guys want 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG at checkout, and I brought you presents. These are for you.
These are for me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
We bribe people to come here.
Yeah, come here. We'll give you a mug.
Such a cool notebook.
I'll give you a mug.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I was going to go to the gym but decided to get ice cream instead. That's really funny.
Story of my life.
Story of everybody's lives.
Oh, that's cute. I don't adult today. This is awesome, guys.
Thanks.
Hold on. Before we start, I have a ask lady question.
What?
Ask the Lady Gang. Ashley Tisdale, what color of nail polish are you wearing right now? Because it is the perfect nude.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's
let me see.
It's look like, at how good
it's
it is,
nude
you guys.
Glitter.
It is a good one.
It was one of those like gel colors that I just picked out. It's number 38.
If you guys can
gelish,
the random number 38.
Is it gelish?
I think so, but they have like a binder of all of the gels, so you just
wait.
Never
do you
know.
Go to Pampered?
No, I went to Lac Nail Bar.
Oh, okay. Pampered, it overwhelms me.
It's
with
so
the amount
much.
Of
but
colors.
It's the only place
that's
I can
exactly
go.
Like this place. It's like so.
It's too
many.
Much.
It's
you
really
have to
beautiful.
Have something going into it, being like, what color do I want?
Yeah.
To do?
So you don't want to get sidetracked and end up with an orange. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, that was my own personal question.
All right. So, okay. Our first question comes from Kelsey. She says, "Hi, ladies. I'm 23 and have a great job in my hometown. I went to college locally and have never left home. I feel like now is the right time to spread my wings a little and try a new place, but before I feel stuck here. What advice can you guys give about being alone in a new place and being confident with such a big change?"
Here's my thing. When I was 17, I moved to New York City. I've lived in like 7 cities. You just go. There's no planning. Like, you plan, sure, but if you just go, you're young, this is the time to do it. You don't have a mortgage, you don't have any, you know, real like roots anywhere. This is the time to do it, and you just go. You find somewhere to live, and you just wake up, and one day you're in an air mattress, and then the next day you're getting groceries, and then eventually you get cutlery, and like life just happens, and just go.
They always say like it's so good to just get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I totally, like, it's such a saying, but I really believe in that, because it's like the stuff that is scary is actually like the best things that you can do.
Yeah, it's 100%.
True. She asks for advice when you get to the new place and you're alone.
Netflix.
Just kidding.
Maybe
just get a cat and stay in your room.
Very alone.
Or I would say, you know, get a hobby that involves – being around other people, whether it's like a cooking class or a Pilates gym or something that's just going to sort of get you out there and interacting with people every day. And yeah, I mean, just do it, because if you have any inkling right now at 23 that you want to get out of your hometown, do it. Because there are people who really don't. There are people who truly never want to leave, and they feel comfortable and they're happy. But if you have the least bit of urge to do it, you need to do it.
Yeah. Also, go on the Lady Gang secret Facebook group and say that you're moving to a new city and see if there's any other Lady Gangers.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, because there's a lot of different kind of girl groups throughout the country. It's like, you, as long as you find a little group of friends and you have some people so you're not totally alone, I think that makes like a huge difference.
For sure.
Boom.
Okay. Next question comes from Tan. That's a cool name. She says, I love my BF.
That he would be boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
I go to start reading that, I'm like, why am I saying BF?
I think BF stands for something else.
Okay. Anyway, starting over. I love my boyfriend. He is so sweet and loving, and I adore him. We have quite a healthy sex life, but I'm finding he never likes to try anything new, and it's getting a little boring. How can I get him to try new things without putting him down?
Kelty?
Well, you go to the old lady married girl.
Well, you spice things up every once in a while.
I have to spice things up.
This one. They can smash
it. I will say this. Men, in my opinion, enjoy either being told what to do, like that he can't read your mind. So you want to spice things up, and you're going to like try to like coerce him to like get the idea on his own. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to get the idea on his own because he's a dude. So if he's not spicing it up, you have to spice it up, and then a lot of positive reinforcement on the end. So like, you spice it up, do something out of the ordinary, have a spicy thing, and then just talk about it for a week. Send him text. Oh my God, I can't stop thinking about last night. It was so hot. And then like 2 days later, remember the other night? That was so hot. Mm-hmm. Like the positive reinforcement after. I also think this works when it comes to gifts. Like, my husband, for our anniversary last year, gave me this like great YSL clutch that I'd really been dreaming about for so long. I'm still to this day talking about this purse, and I'm just dreaming of what the next anniversary present is.
That has nothing to do with sex, though.
No, she's talking about the positive reinforcement.
Like, when he does something that you love, make sure to like really blend it into his brain that you love.
I do. I want to bounce off that and be like, communication is key. Mm-hmm. That is such a good one. I love how you do the answers, and I'm like, yep.
No.
Go with that one.
She gave it to me because she's saying, boring
ditto.
Yeah. What do you think she should do?
No, I mean, I think that you really handled it very well. On
it's
this
true.
Answer.
Thank you, Ashley Tisdale.
And I think that communication is like so important in any relationship, whether it's like a friend, your husband, your boyfriend, and that if you're like feeling a certain way, you should probably communicate about it.
I think too that a lot of people are really scared to talk about sex, especially in person. So I think it's one of those things, like maybe if you start like texting him certain things, or like, hey, I'm going to get this toy, or like something like that to break the ice a little bit if you're scared to talk about it in person.
Yep.
Guys are so receptive, and they're such sexual beings that if you do anything, he's going to be stoked on it. If you're into anything kind of kinky or whatever, a man is going to be like, yes.
Yeah, but if it scares him, he might be gay. So that you have another problem after that.
Okay.
And number three.
The last question comes from Summer. And she says, I just started a job I hate with the government, and ever since I started, I had a crush on a female coworker. She's about 10 years older than I am. She's married with 2 kids. A couple months ago, she and I were dealing with a major work emergency. Then we ended up getting drunk while watching movies, and we made out. Ever since then, she acts like it didn't happen. We talked once after, and she told me that she and her husband are in the process of divorcing, but she wasn't looking for anything, and that I was too young for her. I just don't know what to do to even start getting my life back in order.
Wait, she's married?
This
guy.
The girl writing in made out with her coworker who is married and
10
has
years
kids
older than
and
her.
Is divorcing, but saying that she's not looking for a relationship with the girl that she made out with.
Oh, that is a very complicated situation.
Well, Summer...
It's more complicated, but I had to edit it down.
Summer, this is a sexual awakening for you, because you're probably liking the lading pond. Because Summer actually, she did put in here that she lives with an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
So this is Summer's first girl-on-girl, you know, I'm assuming...
Situation.
I would have to say that...
Summer is a great name for a lesbian.
And done.
Drop the mic.
I think that, like, I mean, treat this as if it was a guy, I guess. And what would you think,
Jack,
in that situation?
The last sentence of this says everything. I just don't know what to do to even get my life back in order.
Okay,
goodbye to all of this.
She's confused.
It's a mess, and it's dirty, and it's dramatic, and it's too much. You need to
focus on yourself, get this woman out of your head, figure out A, how to like your job, because you're going to spend a lot of time there. B, do you like guys or do you like girls? Or maybe you're fluid, whatever. Figure out what you are, though, and then find someone who's available.
Well, yeah, obviously the situation isn't working out. So
summer.
I don't think you're going to like be in a relationship with this woman. And also, isn't that against like rules for working? Aren't you not allowed to like?
Everybody meets someone. Everybody meets someone at work.
But are you allowed to date them? I don't know. I've never.
Who
like,
are
had a
you,
job.
Kelty rule follower? No, that's not even part of the issue.
Following the rules clearly is not the problem here.
No, I mean obviously this woman is going through a lot of stuff. She has kids. She's getting divorced. We can only imagine what that is like. So this is not the right person for you. This person might have served a purpose for you in maybe making you realize that you're open to things that you weren't in the past. So like take the lesson, move on, get your life in order, and then like who knows what happens down the path. Like, you know, she may come back, you may meet somebody else that's fabulous, but like you got to cut the ties.
Yep, 100%. And on that note, while you're trying to figure out your life, I think you should probably go to the movies or rent a movie online, and I think that movie should clearly be.
Did you just fall asleep?
No. I was just trying to figure out how to say this.
She doesn't know how to tell people how to watch a movie in 2016.
I watch all my movies on airplanes. Ashley's new movie, Amateur Night, is out. You heard her talking about her sassy role and squirting, which I didn't even know was in the movie. So, I mean, we definitely need to go see it now. Yeah. And most importantly, if you are in the Lady Gang and you are looking how to have a bronzy, smoky eye and a clearly highlighted cheek with a little bit of like a blush-colored lip, you need to check out Ashley's line, Illuminate by Ashley Tisdale. It's some of the prettiest makeup I have ever seen. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. And follow Ashley because she needs more millions of followers on social media. Jeez. At Ashley Tisdale. Is there anything else we need to tell our people to do?
I have an episode, the show that I produced, Young and Hungry.
Yeah, which is very popular.
Yes.
It's doing really well.
Yeah, really, really well. And I actually do play a lesbian on that show, so...
So isn't Speaking it summer?
So you summer
if you want to watch Young and Hungry. See if it turns you on or whatever.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, Young and Hungry as well. Yes. That's your list of Ashley Tisdale's to-dos.
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I don't even know who we're going to get as guests now because everyone's been asking for you for so many months.
Aww.
That like there's no one else. Like we're going to have to find
this
a new
is the
goal,
lady gang. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Lady Gang. Follow our site, theladygang.com, and put in your Ask Lady Gang questions for next week. And make sure to go to Facebook and request to be in our super secret Facebook group. We will.
See you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.